reducing interviews. Initial interviews can be purposefully abbreviated to familiarize youngsters with the interview space and to ensure that the environment is relaxed and non-threatening to them. In such circumstances, the majority of time can be devoted to rapport building. Children can be informed that their visit will be brief, which can be reinforced when the interview commences, e.g., "We will be together for about 15 minutes today. That's not a lot of time. I just wanted to have a chance to meet you and to let you see this room. I'll take you on a tour, and then you'll be able to spend a few minutes playing, if you like." If an interview goes well, it is advised that the established time limit not be extended. Interviews should end positively with a feeling of anticipation for the meeting. When interviews extend beyond agreed-upon limits, professionals may cross an invisible line from comfort to discomfort, and children may decide not to return. Difficult children tend to respond best when clear boundaries are consistently adhered to. They may not initially notice that a proposed time limit